It's good to be with you again this afternoon.
很高兴今天下午可以和大家在这边。
I want you to imagine this situation.
我想让大家想象一下这样一个情景。
A car draws up outside a house.
一辆车停在一个屋子的外面。
And a man reaches to the passenger side of the car.
然后有一个男人下车去到了副驾驶座的地方。
And he picks up this wonderful bunch of flowers.
他拿出了一束非常美丽的花。
And he goes toward, he steps out of the car and he goes to the door of the house.
他走出车走到房子的门口。
And the door opens.
门开了。
And a woman stands at the door.
一个女人站在屋门旁边。
And a man looks the woman in the eyes.
然后那个男人就看到那个女人的眼睛。
And he offers the flowers to her.
然后把这束花给了她。
Now at this point, I want you to stop and wonder, what's going on here?
在这里我想让大家想一想,到底发生了什么事呢?
You see, these two people are engaged in, we might call it, a ritual.
大家看,这两个人,他们正在进行一个仪式。
It's a positive gesture that one person takes toward another person.
这是一个正面的一个仪式。
And it's in the context of a relationship.
它表达了我们之间的关系。
But when you think about it, this positive thing that one person does can have all sorts of different significances, can't it?
但是大家想一想,这个正面的一个行为却可以有很多不同的意义。
For example, let me give you just a few alternative bits of information and see if you can work out what the flowers mean.
那让我给大家几个不同的选择,让大家可以看一看这束花到底代表了什么。
So here's scenario number one.
第一个情景。
The car that draws up outside of the house is completely black.
停在门口的车是一个全黑的车。
And the man who steps out of the car is dressed in a black suit and a black tie.
这个人呢,穿着黑色的西装,打着黑色的领带。
His face is very somber.
他非常的忧郁。
And his car has lettering on the side of it that indicates he comes from a funeral parlor.
他的车上面印的有字,讲的是他是从...
So what do you think the flowers mean in this case?
Oops. Sorry, I forgot to translate the funeral part.
So what do you think the flowers mean in this case?
大家认为花代表什么呢?在这样情况下?
Or imagine a different scenario. This is scenario number two.
再想一下第二个场景。
This time the car that draws up is very old and battered.
这次来的车呢,是一辆非常老旧的车。
And the man who gets out of this car, he's wearing clothes that hardly seem to fit him, and he feels very uncomfortable.
这个下车人呢,穿的衣服也不是很合身,他看起来也不是很舒适。
And he's young.
非常的年轻的一个人。And
the woman who meets him at the door is young as well.
在门口见他的那个女生也很年轻。And
she stands at the door and there's an older man and an older woman looking over her shoulder.
这个年轻的女生后面呢,有一个年长的男人和一个年长的女人在看。
And they invite the young man into the house.
他们把这年轻人请进了屋里。
Now what do you think the flowers mean in this case?
大家想想这里面的花代表什么呢?
Well, here's a third scenario.
再看第三个情景。
The car draws into the driveway.
车开进了车道。
And the man who gets out of it is young again.
又是一个年轻人下了车。
He's pale. His face is all pale with the after effects of shock.
他看起来脸色非常苍白,像刚刚经历了一件重大的事件。
And the new car has two panels that have very significant damage to them.
这个车也被很严重的撞伤。
And the woman at the door, she's older.
在门口的这个女人呢,就会年长了一些。
And she comes out and she goes to the car.
她走出来看,走向那台车。
She walks past the young man and she looks at all the damage.
他越过那个年轻人,却看车上有没有什么受伤的痕迹。
And then she faces the young man.
然后他转过来看着这个年轻人。
And he's trying to stop the tears.
他想止住泪水。
But he holds out the flowers to his mother, and she takes them.
这时候这个年轻人拿出了一束花,这个母亲就接过来。
And they embrace and walk toward the door.
他们互相拥着在一起,然后走向门。
Now scenario number four.
第四个场景。
This time, the car draws into the driveway.
这次呢,这台车也开进了他们的车道。
And we notice that the man who gets out of the car reaches into his pocket and gets a bunch of keys out and to open the door.
我们发现这次这个下车的人呢,他把手放进口袋里面,拿出一串钥匙想要开门。
But the woman has got to the door before him.
但是那个女人把门先打开了。
And she stands at the door with tears streaming down her face and with two children peering from around her legs.
这次这个女人满脸泪水，她开了门，她身后还藏着两个小孩子。
And she takes the flowers off him.
她把那个花抢了过来。
And then she throws them back in his face.
扔到那个男人的脸上。
And she yells at him and slams the door.
她向他大吼大叫，把门用力的关上。
She says, stuff your flowers, give them to your other women. I've had your manipulation, I can't stand your lies anymore.
不要给我送花了，去给你另外一个女人送吧，我受够了你，我再也不想听你的谎话。
Now, I want you to think about what's going on here.
我想让大家想想，到底发生什么事呢？
See, the giving of flowers can mean lots of things, can't it?
送一束花可以代表非常多的事情。
The ritual of giving flowers is something we all understand.
送花这个仪式我们全部都理解。
And it can have all sorts of significance.
它可以有不同的重要性。
It can mean different things depending on the participants.
它可以根据参与者的不同而表达不同的意思。
Now I want you to imagine a different situation again.
我想大家再想另外一个场景。
Let's go back thousands and thousands of years.
让我们回到几千年前。
We're in an ancient Israelite temple.
我们在古老的以色列的神庙里面。
Perhaps the one we looked at in Leviticus chapter 6.
也就是可能是我们在利未书第六章中看到的。
And two neighbors have had a dispute, a fight.
两个邻居他们有了争执。
One neighbor is guilty of having deceived the other neighbor.
其中一个邻居他错误地引导了另外一个邻居。
He's stolen money from his neighbor and defrauded him.
他骗取了他邻居的钱。
Over a period of time, he's denied the theft and he's lied about it.
很长一段时间，他都不承认自己做过这样的事情。
But now, he's full of remorse, he regrets it.
现在他充满了悔恨，他非常的后悔自己做这件事。
He recognizes he's done wrong.
他发现自己做错了。
And he's recognized that God cares about what he's done.
他也知道神非常重视他的所作所为。
So he's given back what he took.And he's added 20% to it.
他还给了邻居他拿走的一切，并且还多加了20%。
And now he's coming into the temple, the place of sacrifice, and he's performing a very important ritual.
所以他现在来到了神殿，要进行一个非常重要的仪式。
He's got perhaps with a piece of rope a ram from his flock.
他从羊群中拿了一只公羊。
And that's cost him a lot.
这对他来说是要花销不少的。
Because lambs that don't have any blemish on them are very important for breeding purposes.
因为毫无瑕疵的公羊是非常重要的繁殖后代的。
But he wants to make sure things are right between him and God.
但他想确定他和神之间事情都可以被解决掉。
So he brings his ram and he gives it to the priest.
他把那只公羊给了祭司。
And the priest slaughters it just as outlined in God, by God in his law.
祭司把那只羊杀了，就像神的律法一样。
And the man looks on.
这男人看到。
He's already sorted things out between himself and his neighbor.
他已经把他和他邻居之间的事情解决了。
But he realizes sin has affected his relationship with God as well.
但他发现他的罪恶也影响到神和他的关系。
And now with this ritual, he has things between God and him are also sorted out.
但是通过这么样的一个仪式，他和神之间的问题也解决了。
Now this is just one example from the Bible.
这只是圣经中给我们的一个例子。
And throughout the Old Testament, there are many different sacrifices.
整个旧约介绍了非常多的献祭。
Sorry. And the ritual of sacrifice is something that everyone understood.
献祭这个仪式大家都了解。
And just like giving flowers, it could have lots of different significance.
就像送花一样，可以有表达不同的意思。
It could mean different things to different participants.
它可以对不同的人代表着不同的意义。
For example, it could be your way of saying thank you to God, a thanksgiving offering.
可能是你向神献上感谢，献上感谢的花。
It could be a way of finding cleansing from sin.
也可能是因为你要洗清自己的罪。
It could be your way of celebrating a belonging to God and being in fellowship with God.
也可能是为了庆祝自己和神之间的关系。
But it could also be empty and false and have no meaning for you at all.
但它也可能是空白的，是空洞的，不代表任何事情。
Now, if that were the case, it might be like in Isaiah.
如果是这样情景的话，就很像在
In the book of Isaiah, in chapter 1 and verse 11 and 16, it says these things.
在以赛亚书第一章十一节到十六节这样讲到。
And I'll get Teresa to read it for us.
Okay, 我给大家读。耶和华说，你们所献的许多祭物与我何异呢？公绵羊的番祭和肥畜的脂油我已经够了。公羊的血，羊羔的血，公山羊的血，我都不喜悦。你们来朝见我，谁向你们讨这些，使你们践踏我的愿语呢？你们不要再献虚浮的供物，香品是我所憎恶的，月夕和安息日并宣召的大会也是我所憎恶的，做罪孽又守严肃会我也不能容忍。你们的月宿和夜节节期我心里憎恶，我都以为麻烦，我担当便不耐烦。你们举手祷告，我必遮掩不看，就是你们多多的祷告我也不听。你们的手都杀了，都满了杀人的血。你们要洗洁自洁，从我眼前除掉你们的恶行，要止住作恶。
Now, I hope you've begun to get the whole idea of sacrifice now.
我想让大家了解这个献祭的意义。
And this is not in our notes, so hopefully Therese will be alright. I could have brought a lamb in and slaughtered it, but that wouldn't be very good.
我或许可以带一只羊来现场把它给杀了，但这也不是件什么好事。
Even perhaps a stuffed toy lamb wouldn't have worked very well. But I think we need to get this because I want you to think about what sacrifice has to teach us.
我想让大家仔细地考虑一下献祭到底教导了我们什么。
You see, sacrifices tell us some very important things about God and about us.
大家看献祭告诉我们很重要的我们关于神之间的事情。
So let's think about what it says about God.
让我们想想献祭对都说了神什么。
When we read through the book of Leviticus, we constantly hear that God is holy.
当我们阅读利未书的时候，我们不停地发现到书中写到神是圣洁的。
But we also get a feel for what this means.
我们也知道这是什么意思。
You see, the book of Leviticus tells us that God wants to be among his people.
利未书中讲到神想要和他的子民同在。
But it tells us that the symbol of God's presence is his temple.
他讲到神的所在也就是他的圣殿。
So for example, in the Old Testament, it was very difficult to get into the innermost part of the temple.
在旧约中讲到要进入圣殿是非常困难的一件事。
Every step of the way you had to do little sacrifices and big sacrifices until finally you got right into the middle.
大家每走一步进入圣殿就要献祭。献祭的一路上才可以走到圣殿的里面。
So the picture is God is so holy that he's completely separate from human beings who are by nature not holy.
这里面也就是说神是那样的圣洁，他是完完全全和不圣洁的人类分开的。
So the first thing you learn about God from the book of Leviticus is God is holy.
所以我们在利未书中第一件学到的关于神的事就是神是圣洁的。
Second thing you learn.
第二件事。
Is that although he's holy, that he's forgiving.
尽管神是圣洁的，但是他也是饶恕的。
You see, though he's holy, he wants to be related to his, with humans.
大家看，尽管神那么圣洁，但他还是想要和他的子民有关系。
That's why he sets up the tabernacle.
这就是为什么他要建圣殿。
And that's why he puts all these sacrifices and cleansings in place.
也就是为什么他要有一个献祭的过程。
Above all, God wants to dwell with his people.
所以无论怎样神都是想在他的子民当中。
And he wants to dwell with them in peace and harmony.
他想和他的子民在一起平安和平的生活。
So, first point, God is holy.
首先第一点神是圣洁的。
But he wants to live with his people.
但是他想要和他的子民在一起。
And that means he's forgiving.
也就是说神是有饶恕的。
Now let's move on to the sin part of things.
那像现在让我们来看一下罪。
The book of Leviticus presents a very strong picture about sin.
利未书向我们非常清楚地描述了罪恶是什么。
First of all, it makes clear that sin is doing what God says not to do.
首先他告诉我们罪恶就是做神不让我们做的事。
In Leviticus, you can see this in chapter 4.
我们可以在第四章中看到。
Because in chapter 4, if you're looking at it in your Bibles, it's in verse 2, 13, 22 and 27, sin is described as doing what is forbidden by God.
如果大家看第四章第二节第十三节二十二节二十七节中都有讲到罪恶就是做神不允许的事。
So sin is saying, I can be independent from God.
罪也就是说我可以脱离神。
I can determine what's right and wrong rather than God.
我可以不要神来告诉我什么是对什么是错自己做着决定。
The other thing we learn from Leviticus is that no one is exempt from sin. There's no one who does not sin.
第二件我们从利未书中学到的就是所有的人都犯罪没有人可以逃脱。
Doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, priest or ordinary person, male or female, everyone's sinful.
无论你是有钱的还是穷的，你是祭司还是一般的人，男人还是女人，大家都犯罪。
Everyone says to God, I can determine for me what's right and wrong.
所有的人都向神说，我可以自己决定什么是对，什么是错。
All people take it upon themselves to set for themselves what's good and what's bad.
所有人都自己来决定什么是对，什么是错。
So all people say, I want to be independent from God.
大家都说，我不想要和神在一起。
That wanting to be independent from God is what the Bible calls sin.
和神分离的人在圣经里面就是罪人。
And the problem is, the book of Leviticus says God cannot stand sin.
在利未书中讲到神不可以容忍罪恶。
Sin separates people from God.
罪恶使人和神分离。
Third thing I want you to notice about sacrifice is the presence of blood.
第三件我想让大家看到关于献祭的事情就是血。
There's blood everywhere in the book of Leviticus.
利未书里面充满了血。
There's blood on altars, blood on curtains, blood on people, blood everywhere.
在祭坛上有血，墓葬上有血，人身上有血，所有地方都有血。
And you can spill blood, shower blood, smear blood, smatter blood, slop blood.
你可以洒血，你可以用血洗，你也可以涂抹血，溅血，让血溢出来。
And Israel is very unique in the ancient world for this reason.
以色列人在古时代非常特殊，也就是因为这个原因。
So you ask, why is blood so important?
所以你们可能问说，血有多重要呢？
What's going on here?
到底发生了什么事？
Why is God so interested in blood?
为什么神那么喜悦血呢？
Well, the answer is quite complicated, but let me explain it.
这个结果这个原因非常的难，但是我可以跟大家解释一下。
If you've got a Bible, I want you to look at Leviticus chapter 17.Verse 11.
如果大家有圣经，我希望大家看利未书十七章十一节。
Now, someone's looking it up in one of our English versions. You could read out the page number.
有人看到英文版本，可以念一下第几页吗
call out the page number for Leviticus 17, verse 11.
利未书十七章十一节在哪一页
？92.
九十二页。
Thank you. Let me read it to you.It says, For the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourself on the altar. It's the blood that makes atonement for one's life.
因为活物的生命是在血中，我把这血赐给你，可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪。因血里有生命，所以能赎罪。
So there are two sections to this verse.
这一段经文中有两个部分。
The first section says, The life of a creature is in the blood.
第一部分讲说活物的生命在血中。
I think what this means is, when an animal loses its blood, it's dead.
我想这也就是说，如果有一个动物失去了血，那么它就会死。
Therefore, in some sense, you can say that blood gives life.
也就是说，在某些情况下，你可以讲是血给了生命。
Now the second section goes on.
第二节。
And God says, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourself on the altar. It is blood that makes atonement for one's life.
神说，我把这血赐给你们，可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪，因为血里有生命，所以能赎罪。
We could put it in modern language this way.
我们可以用很多语言来解释。
The blood ransoms at the price of life.
我们可以说，血救赎了我们的生命。
In other words, the ransom paid for a person's life is not money, but the life of an animal.
也就是说，救赎一个人命的并不是钱，而是另外一个动物的生命。
And this life is represented by blood being splashed everywhere.
这个生命，也就是借由着血被洒的到处都是来表现的。
So whenever humans in Leviticus, See animal blood in sacrifices there to remember something.
所以当人们在利未书中看到有动物的血洒溅的时候，他们就会想到。
See, if you're seeing blood everywhere, you think, whoa, sin is very serious to God.
当他们看到血的时候，他们就会想到说，罪恶对于神来讲是多么的重要。
It's so serious it deserves death.
它重要到它应该要死。
But God has allowed a ransom to be paid.
但神却让允许我们可以得到救赎。
He's allowed this animal's life to be taken instead of a human being's life.
他允许取走一个动物的生命来取代取走人的生命。
Now I'm going to try and illustrate, okay? And sorry.
That's fine.
So imagine I was here and I had a lamb and I gave it to the priest and the priest killed it and put its blood all on the altar. Can you see what that would be saying to me? It would be saying, I came here sinful. I deserve to die. But God allowed this, the life of this lamb to be given instead of me having to pay with my life for my sin. Okay? That's what I think is going on with sacrifice.
那所以就说大家想象假如现在有一天我到了圣殿里面拿出一头羊来给了祭司，祭司把这头羊杀了，把他的血洒得到处都是。大家想这代表什么呢？代表着这头羊它代替了我的罪而死，所以神拿走的是他的生命而不是我的生命。
So now can you see what sacrifice does?
现在可以大家看到献祭有什么用了吗？
It says sin is sin.
罪就是罪。
If you don't deal with it, it will infect the human and divine relationship.
如果我们不正确的面对，它就会影响到人类和圣洁的神的关系。
And God will not be able to have friendship with humans.
神就不会再和我们作为朋友。
And the sacrificial system recognizes that God wants to have relationship with humans.
献祭的这个系统，也就是说，神愿意和我们再重新成朋友。
And so God provides a way for this to happen.
神让我们有一件通过某件事情可以达成这个目的。
A way to deal with sin.
让我们有了一个处理罪恶的方法。
A way whereby God can be gracious and kind as He really wants to be.
也就是说神可以借由这个方式来表示他有多么的慈悲，多么的仁慈。
And a way where humans can draw near to God.
也就是通过这样的方式，人类和神可以更加进一步在一起。
And also a way they can celebrate their forgiveness.
也通过这样的方式，人可以来庆祝他和神之间的关系。
Sacrifice is a wonderful gift from God.
献祭是神给我们的一个非常美好的礼物。
It enables God to be God and humans to be forgiven.
他让神成为神，他也让人类得到了原谅。
Now, I need to say a few more. We've only scratched the surface of what sacrifice is all about, but I need to point out one more thing.
我们现在只是看到了献祭的表面，但是我还是要指出一两点。
I want you to notice that there's no magic here.
我想大家看到这边并没有什么魔法。
It's not like a sort of huge dispensing machine.
它并不是一个巨大的机器。
You can't just sin, then you walk up to this machine of sacrifice, you put an animal in the right place, and out comes a signed forgiveness slip at the end.
我们并不可以犯了罪，就走去那台机器，摆一个动物上面，然后最后的结果就是我们的罪恶被饶恕。
Now the Israelites often thought that it did work like that.
以色列人经常想，这就是这样的方法是对的。
They thought they could be like an unfaithful husband at the beginning of our talk, that unfaithful husband who wants to come home.
他们认为自己可能就是可以成为一个不忠实的丈夫，就像我们在一开始讲的那个故事中。
But they thought they could be continue to be sinful and disobedient, and then just turn up on God's doorstep with the flowers.
他们认为自己可以一直这样子罪恶下去，一直这样子犯罪下去，最后只要拿着一束花站在神的面前就可以。
That is, they could perform a sort of ritual, and out would pop God's gracious and generous forgiveness.
他们只需要做这样的一个仪式，最后就可以得到神的恩典，得到神的原谅。
But God is clear, the system only works when your heart is right.
但神非常的清楚，这个系统唯一能工作的时候，就是当你的心是正确的。
It requires you to be genuinely sorry.
他需要你真真切切的感觉到错。
It requires you to turn your back on sin.
他要的是你们可以转移自己和罪。
It requires reverence and purity.
他要的是尊敬，要的是纯洁。
And when those things aren't there, God God's not interested. He will not accept sacrifices.
当这些事不在的时候，神并不稀罕这些献祭。
He will reject them and not look at them.
他会拒绝献祭，不再看他们。
As he says elsewhere, he says, "Well, just go away with your sacrifices."
那这些祭，这些献的祭就被浪费了。
The blood of sacrifices will be wasted then.
这些祭被浪费了。
And you'll have to face God's judgment on your own.
我们最终还是要自己面对神的审判。
You've worked very hard today. This is hard to understand, but if you understand it, you can learn lots of new things.
大家今天非常的棒，这一篇经文非常难懂，但是如果你们懂了，就可以知道很多。
This is a little overview of the Old Testament sacrifice system.
这是旧约中献祭系统的一个简短的回应。
Now, I want you to ask, what does that teach us about ourselves?
我想大家想想，这对我们今天教导了什么呢？
I think the sacrifice system offers us a little sort of parable about God and us.
我觉得献祭这个系统对于我们讲的就好像一个比喻，比喻我们和神。
You see, the Bible tells us from its second page that all humans are like Israelites.
大家看经，圣经教导我们，所有的人都像以色列人一样。
They are people of independence and they want to run their own lives their own way.
他们是独立的人，他们想要自己掌管自己的生命。
They want to determine what's good and right for themselves.
他们想自己决定什么是对，什么是错。
And the sacrificial system.Tells us this hurts God.
但是献祭这个系统告诉我们，这样做是伤害的神的。
It alienates us from God.
它把我们和神分离了。
And if it continues, God will have to leave us alone.
如果持续这样下去的话，神就会永远不理我们。
He won't be able to stay present with us anymore.
他再也不会和我们在一起。
And all good things God gives will be removed.
神赐给我们那些美好的事情都会被拿走。
But the sacrificial system also tells us God will work in whatever way he can to make sure that doesn't happen.
献祭的这个系统也告诉我们，神会想尽办法让这件事情不要发生。
He'll provide a way back to him.
他给了我们一个可以回归他的路。
Because that's what God so wants. He wants us to be related to him. He wants friendship with us.
这就是神非常想要的，他想要和我们建立关系，他想要和我们成为朋友。
Now the Old Testament gives us a little glimpse as to how this might happen.
旧约里面让我们看到了希望，看到了如何可以跟神重新在一起。
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, he talks about a new covenant where sin will be forgiven and not remembered by God at all.
希伯来书，诶，我耶利米书31章讲到神，他给了我们一个新的约，他告诉我们我们的罪如何被赦免。
And Isaiah talks about a servant who will die on behalf of other people.
以赛亚书也讲到说，将会有一个新的仆人来为其他人而死。
It even uses the language of sacrifice and talks about a lamb and a guilt offering.
他也用到了这样的语言，包括献祭啊，公羊。
It says the death of this servant will result in atonement or forgiveness.
他讲到说，这个仆人的死可以让我们的罪得到赎。
And the writers of the New Testament take up this idea.
那新约也讲到了这一点。
They talk about Jesus in this way.
他们用这样的方式讲耶稣。
See, Jesus does everything that the Old Testament sacrifices were meant to do, and even more.
耶稣做到了旧约中讲到的献祭系统所有的一切，并且做到了更多。
Jesus is a substitute for all the sacrifices.
耶稣就是所有的献祭的一个总结总和。
And the death of Jesus makes an atonement for all sins.
耶稣的死使我们所有的罪得到了赎救赎。
That's what our reading from Hebrews chapter 10 was about.
这也就是希伯来书第十章讲到的。
Listen to it.
大家听。
He says, day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. This is every Old Testament priest.Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices which can never take away sin. But when this priest, he's talking about Jesus, had offered for all time one sacrifice for sin, he sat down at the right hand of God. Since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool, because by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.We only need to read it once, don't we?
Probably.
Yeah. So with all of that, I want us to go back where we started.
所以我们回到我们最开始的地方。
Do you remember how we started talking about rituals?
大家记得我们如何一开始讲到了礼仪吗？
Remember the man offering flowers at the door of the house?
记得站在门口那个拿着花的男人吗？
Do you remember all the four different responses?
大家记得这四个不同的回应吗？
And then we went to talk about how sacrifices functioned in the same way.
然后我们讲到献祭是如何以同样的方式来进行。
Well, I want to say the sacrifice of Jesus is very similar.
我想说耶稣的献祭是非常相似的。
So we don't have one here, but the cross represents lots of things.
我们的十字架代表了非常多的事情。
The cross represents what God has done for human beings.
十字架代表了神对我们做了什么。
And it can be met with a whole variety of responses.
它可以有很多不同的回应。
It can be ignored.
可以被忽视
scorned
可以被藐视
trampled on
也可以被践踏
thrown back in the face of God
也可以把它重新扔回神那边
or we can look at the cross and accept it with faith and trust
又或者我们可以看到十字架接受它用信心来接受它
Now at this point I want to say today that the cross is the only solution to the problem of human sin
在这里我想向大家讲的是十字架是唯一可以 拯救人类罪恶的一个方法。
It is the only way that God can remain holy and forgiving.
它是唯一一个使神可以继续那么纯洁圣洁继续饶恕我们的方法。
It's the only way in which humans can be set right with God, a human sin can be recognized for what it is.
它是唯一一个可以承认人类罪的方法。
And the only way humans can be made right with God.
唯一一个神可以和神重修旧好的方法。
So, just think about this for a moment. If you reject the cross, you will be alienated from God. You can never be right with God without the cross.
大家仔细想想，如果现在你拒绝了十字架，也就是说你和神将永远分离，永远不可以和神重修旧好。
If you are without the cross, you'll be left facing God with your sin and God's anger.
如果没有十字架，你要独自面对你的罪恶，神的愤怒。
So here's the most important thing I'm going to say today.
这将是我今天说的最重要的一点。
A Christian is someone who recognizes that the death of Jesus is the only way to be related to God.
作为一个基督徒你们所需要了解的就是耶稣的死是唯一一个让我们和神重新有关系的途径。
A Christian is one who accepts God's gift of Jesus.
基督徒也是那接受了神给的礼物借由耶稣给的礼物的人。
They say they acknowledge their need for a sacrifice.
他们知道自己需要献祭。
They trust that the sacrifice of Jesus is enough to bring us back to God.
他们也要相信耶稣的献祭也足够以让他和神重新在一起。
Now my guess is that as I look around the room today, there are some of you who are not Christians in this sense.
我现在看一看在座的其中有一些可能还不是基督徒。
Well, if that's the case, I want to urge you to become Christian.
如果是这样的话我就希望你们可以马上变成基督徒。
Because it is the only way to be related to God.
因为这将会是和神建立关系的唯一方法。
Now let me tell you, how you can become a Christian by doing these things.
让我告诉大家，做以下事情就可以变成基督徒。
First,
首先
this is the first thing you do. You tell God you need Christ's sacrifice.
首先第一件事就是大家要告诉神我们需要耶稣的献祭。
In other words, you're saying, I need to be forgiven.
也就是说你要讲说我想要被饶恕。
Two, you tell him you wish to accept his gift in Christ.
第二你们要讲的是我接受借由耶稣而来的礼物。
And three,You tell him that you're going to live a life trusting that the sacrifice of Jesus is enough to make you friends with God.
第三，也就是说，你要活着一个生命，你要永远相信，借由耶稣的死的献罪，我们可以和神重修旧好。
So let me repeat those things.
我们重复一遍。
Tell God you need Christ's sacrifice.
告诉神你需要他的献祭。
You want to accept His gift in Christ.
你接受借由耶稣而来的礼物。
You're going to live a life trusting that that's all you need.
你将要活着一个生命，相信说这就是你需要的全部。
But I don't want to stop there. I want to say some more things.
我不想就在这边停，我想说几下几点。
I want to speak to those of you who are already Christians.
我想和在座已经是基督徒的朋友们讲。
And I want to urge you to remember that the Bible tells us it's possible for God's people to misuse sacrifices.
我想告诉你们，圣经教导我们，神的子民也可以错误地使用献祭。
So you might accept all that Jesus has done for you.
你或许已经接受了耶稣为你所做的一切。
But not change the way that you live.
但是却不改变你的方法。
Or it's possible that you accept the sacrifice God offers in Jesus, but then try to relate to God in other ways other than Jesus.
也或者你接受了借由耶稣而来的赎罪，可是你却想要和神建立一个非耶稣、非经由耶稣的关系。
Now please listen to me here. If you do this, then you dishonor what Christ did.
也就是说，如果你这么做了，你就没有尊重耶稣为我们所做的一切。
You make it nothing.
你这样做是不对的。
You treat God's gift with great contempt.
你并没有全心全意地接受神的礼物。
So if that's you, I want you to change.
所以我希望大家可以改变。
Go back to the cross.
回到十字架。
And embrace the sacrifice Jesus made for you.
享受耶稣为我们献祭所带来的一切。
And determine to live life trusting Jesus and His death for you.
也要决定要相信借由耶稣的死我们的生命得到了救赎。
Because only the death of Jesus will bring you close to God.
因为只有借着耶稣的死才让我们和神离得更近。
There is no other way to be related to God.
没有其他的方式可以让我们和神离得更近。
Let me pray.
那我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus.
天父，感谢你借由耶稣给的献祭。
And we want to say that we accept the death of Jesus for us.
我想说的是，我们接受耶稣的死为我们洗清了罪。
We know we need Christ's sacrifice.
我知道我们需要耶稣的献祭。
And we want to live a life trusting in Jesus.
我们想要活着一个信任耶稣、相信耶稣的生命。
And we want to live a life obedient to Jesus.
我们想要顺服耶稣。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
以上祷告奉我主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.